Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 118. In this episode, we're going to be discussing what are the best membership plugins for 2025 if you're looking to build your membership community website on WordPress. And both me and Kurt, my co-host, think, honestly, that you should really consider building your membership website on WordPress. We're passionate about it. We're going to go into some of the major questions you should ask yourself, plus some of the best solutions in 2025 to allow you to build a successful membership website. First of all, I'm going to introduce my co-host, Kurt. Kurt, would you like to introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Sure thing, Jonathan. My name is Kurt von Annen. I run an agency called Manana Nomas. I also work directly with WP Tonic and the folks at Lifter LMS.
That's fantastic. And before we go into the meat and potatoes of this great show, I've got a message from one of the show's major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hi there, e-commerce store owner. At Omnisend, we help more than 100,000 e-commerce customers just like you sell their products. We're an all-in-one email and SMS marketing platform that helps you reach your customers, grow your audience, and increase sales. In fact, our customers have seen incredible results with Omnisend, averaging $72 in revenue for every single dollar spent. And if you ever have a question, our award-winning customer support team is available 24/7 every single day. That's one of the reasons we have more than 6,000 glowing reviews and ratings all across the web. So get started with Omnisend today and start growing your business with better email and SMS marketing.
We're coming back, folks. Before we go into the first half, I want to point out we've got some great special deals from the sponsors. We offer a great inexpensive course that shows you how to build your membership website on WordPress from beginning to end. You can get this course, plus, like I say, some special offers from the sponsors and a load of other goodies. You can get all this by going over to wp-tonic.com/deals, wp-tonic.com/deals, and you'll find the course and everything else there. So let's go straight into it, Kurt. So the introduction, I think the big initial question is, should you use a learning management plugin or should you use a membership plugin? Because there's a lot of confusion there. How do you rationalize it and then try to explain to somebody that particular question when they come and ask some advice from you, Kurt?
It is a hard question because it's almost like a trick question. And a lot of the customers that come our way may have ideas that lead one way or another. So for me, it's like, what's better, an LMS or a membership plugin? I kind of go to Lifter LMS because it includes both, whereas other LMS plugins generally require some type of membership add-on or third-party plugin to activate membership. So it's kind of a toss-up. If I wasn't going to have courses and I had no intention of ever creating courses, then I would definitely go just the membership route and keep things simple and as easy as possible. But if there's any inkling that you're ever going to have any kind of e-learning or courseware inside your website, I would recommend just going with the LMS setup from the beginning.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. First of all, you need to check your mic because I don't think it's going for your normal mic, actually. But yeah, I agree with you. It is a confusing situation, folks. The main thing is we're big fans of Lifter LMS, to be totally upfront. Kirk actually partially works for Lifter LMS, but I've been a big fan of it for a long time, and one of the co-founders is a friend of mine, and they do, even with the free plan, with the add-on of a Stripe add-on that costs you about $130 to $150, They come with an engine that allows you to do the subscriptions and everything. Like Kirk said, the other learning management plugins, well, I say with LearnDash, you're supposed to be able to do courses without add-on, but I don't think you can do the subscriptions. Am I right? Do you know if I'm right about that?
First off, is the sound better?
Lovely.
Perfect. Secondly, the LearnDash experience gets complicated over the last couple of seasons. They do have MemberDash now, and they've got some things that you think of in terms of membership.
I mean, the native, the plugin, the LearnDash.
You can sell the courses, and you can do recurring payments on courses, but you're not getting membership tools with selling courses.
Oh, right.
That's the confusion for people that are coming into this marketplace, you know, especially if they're coming in green. Because what's going to happen is they're going to sell the course and then they're going to put out blog posts or content that they want to restrict only for people that bought the course. And if they don't have a membership tool with content restriction built in, they're not going to be able to do that without additional third-party tools. And so it kind of gets muddy.
Yeah, that's why at WP Tonic, folks, if you're serious about building a membership website or a membership stroke community website, if you're really serious about it, we recommend Lifter LMS because it's just the easiest route to go. It's fully featured and you just don't have these insane conversations that you've just sampled between me and Kirk. It avoids it. The only proviso is the community decide if you're going to go down the buddy boss route. I probably would recommend LearnDash with a membership or WooCommerce. But that's a very specific route. And we think now with community, we go the Fluent community, which we discussed last week. And if you want to learn about that, I would highly recommend that you listen to last week's episode. So if you're really going to spend a lot of time trying to build this membership business and really market it and really have a go at it, I would highly suggest that you look at Lifter LMS and not a membership plugin. There's nothing wrong with the other two learning management solutions out there, like LearnDash, and the third, I would say, is Tutor LMS. They're both fantastic solutions as well. But if you want the most easiest route and you're really serious about building a membership website, I would look at Lifter LMS. What do you reckon about what I've just said, Kurt?
It's we're kind of having that circular conversation that's based around use case. And this is where the course creator or the membership founder needs to really understand what their goals are going to be with this business. If you knew you were just using a course as a lead magnet and you just wanted to offer a course, then sure, you know, like LearnDash, Tutor LMS, those are great, great. Just like Jonathan said, great examples. But if your model's going to change or morph over time and you know you're going to want those membership controls and things to kind of integrate really well and simply, then I have to really be strong in my push for Lifter LMS.
So what are some of the key things that people really need to understand around choosing an LMS or choosing a membership plugin? What are some of the key things when they're looking at the various offerings in the WordPress system platform that you think people need to understand based? Because Kurt, with his linkage with, I've got a number of years, but Kirk, in hours, probably has more hours of experience advising people than I do. So what are some of the key things come in your memory banks that causes the most confusion that people really got to know about connected to making the right decision, Kurt?
I don't know if it is artificial intelligence that has caused this or if it's just innate, you know, human curiosity. But people have made a lot of assumptions that platforms will automatically do certain things that platforms don't automatically do. And so when you are consulting with someone like myself or Jonathan, or you're doing the research on your own, you want to make sure that you really understand what you want the user experience to be. Some people have a membership idea and it's based just on community. It's not even based on a revenue model. And so then maybe payment gateways and recurring billing and all those things aren't priorities for you. But if your membership idea is based on revenue and return on investment, you know, and time to, you know, like return on ad spend kind of concepts, then you definitely need to really put as a priority, what's my payment gateway structure look like? How much do I have to pay for recurring billing if that's an issue? And how do I want my people to interact with the final product?
Yeah, I think one of the strengths of all the solutions that we're going to be talking about, there is one membership plugin that we're going to be talking about in the second half. That's one of the leaders, and I cannot recommend it. I can't recommend it because if you stop paying for the plugin, you lose total access to the data, which I've never heard of before in the WordPress platform. I've never known any plugin ever do this. And for that sole reason, I would highly recommend that people don't use it. The other thing is, the great thing about almost all these solutions, folks, is unlike the SaaSes, there is no transactional extra charge on top of Stripe. There's none of this 1% set fee or a percentage, which you find on the majority of SaaS solutions out there that can add from 1 to 2 to 3 to 5 plus on, I think LearnWorlds, it's like 9% or something, I'm not sure. But the majority have some form of added fee on top. And like School, the so-called up-and-coming community stroke membership platform, they charge some mega fees. So there's none of that in any of the solutions we're going to be talking about. The other factor, I just want to see what you think about this, is how it integrates with other key platforms, plugins that you're going to need, because you're going to need, well, this, in my opinion, you're going to need a modern page builder. Obviously, when it comes to Lift LMS, it's a little bit cloudy, but I personally think you need to use a page builder. I don't expect you to say yes or no, because you might get in a little bit of trouble. I don't know, Kurt.
There's no trouble.
But I just think you need a page builder. And I think all three of these, and the membership, to be honest, the membership plugins we're going to be talking about, I think that, and also how they fit in to the leading three or four marketing automations, because you're going to need, in my opinion, a page builder, a form builder, and you're going to need some marketing automation thrown in if you're going to have a modern membership setup on WordPress. What do you think?
If this membership / learning site is one of those like kind of like intranet concepts where it's for corporate learning, and the audience is plumbed in, then all of that's out the window, right? And you just choose the tool you want.
Yeah.
But if you are a creator and you're trying to sell access to an audience, you can do some great things, you know, with cadence as a theme, and you don't necessarily need the page builder, but most of these, now I'm not too sure about Tutor, so I have to kind of take myself off the plate on that one, but both LearnDash and Lifter LMS integrate really well with
them. I think Tutor LMS works pretty well with most of the leading page builders as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Brix and Tutor, but no, I know that LearnDash and Lifter LMS play very well with Brix.
Yeah. Well, I think for the people that listen to this podcast, I think Brix is not really a suitable tool. That, folks, that is a fantastic tool, but it's really aimed at the WordPress web professional, web designer, stroke developer. Cadence, WP, GeneratePress is more than Cadence, WP, more marketed to the web WordPress professional, but it could still be used by a non-professional. But Cadence, Elementor are the two that I would suggest. And you will get speed benefits by using Cadence rather than Elementor. Or Breakdance. Breakdance is another one aimed at the DIY individual. Those three, I would not recommend Divi. I'm sorry, I just cannot recommend it. If you're trying to build a real business, I would use a learning management plugin with a page builder. You need about four plugins to give you a modern, and it's still going to be much, much better value than the leading SaaSes. I don't know how to move this on really a bit. Are there any things that come to mind, any tips or insights that you think people really got to know about when they're starting on their journey building their membership website on WordPress?
Well, I'm going to sound like a commercial, and I really can't help this situation because we didn't really go into the pricing of these tools yet, but you know, Lifter LMS offers a freemium example that's really well powered. And so for people that are new to this marketplace, it's a tool where you could download it free off the repository. You could start to build your memberships. You could build your payment gateways out, not payment gateways, but your access plans, like your plan on what you would charge for selling courses. You can get all that structured and you're not out of pocket for anything yet.
How much is the Stripe add-on now?
Ooh, you're going to catch me off guard. I thought it was $125.
I think
it might be $199 now.
I think it's around $150. Can you be checking that? With the Lifter LMS free core product, folks, it's a tremendous value. You just need to add one add-on that comes from Lifter LMS. And that's the Stripe integration. And that's all you need. You can buy an additional add-on for PayPal, but I would just go with Stripe at 2.9%. When you're talking about LearnDash and Tutor LMS, you're going to have to buy an add-on. With LearnDash, there's a number of membership plugins that we're going to be talking about. But with Tutor, it's really aimed at working with WooCommerce, and there's nothing wrong with that, but you will have to buy the WooCommerce subscription plugin, and that's around $222.50 something. Could have gone up. Could be now $299
for the...
It's $299 now. Prices have gone up. So with the Lifter, what is the price of the Stripe add-on?
$149. I just looked it up.
It's just under one. I thought it was just under $150. That if you look at LearnDash, you've got to pay $199 for LearnDash, and then you'll be looking at a couple hundred dollars, or $100, or a couple hundred or more. The prices for these membership plugins are diverse. And like I say, with Tutor, the WooCommerce is free, but the subscription add-on is going to cost you about $300. So really, Lifter is really a bargain, really. Getting Lifter, what would you say are one of the two biggest things people get confused about when they're setting up Lifter LMS that you come across almost every week, every month?
The number one question that gets me is when people say, I bought the plugin, but it doesn't do anything. And then you find out they don't have WordPress. WordPress is a great platform, Jonathan, but as you know, there's a certain curve to it. So that's probably the biggest thing, is just not being aware of what they actually bought. Now, beyond that, if someone installs Lifter LMS and they bypass the installation wizard, they will get confused, because the installation wizard puts together the, it automatically adds the required pages. It puts in the course page, the membership page, and things like that. And so if in the dashboard, if you skip the installation wizard, you will be confused if you're new to the platform.
Yeah, it's a great insight. You can run it any time. It will override but it comes with a wizard, folks. And if you set up your WordPress, comes whatever host. I think you should host with WP Tonic. I really do. We offer amazing value. But then you should really run this wizard. We do it for people. We get everything set up for them. If you're not with WP Tonic, you just need to run this wizard, and people tend not to do it, and that's why they get a bit confused. And the wizard's a great thing with Lifter LMS, isn't it?
What was that?
And the wizard is a great thing that comes with Lifter LMS, isn't it?
The wizard works great because it also gives you the option of adding in sample content. So if you're curious on how to break apart your material, for what's a good lesson structure or something like that, there's samples that you can run off of. But as you were talking, the one thing that hit me just real quickly was during the setup, something that doesn't come up is permalinks. If you're website is not set up on the correct permalink structure,
yes,
you might not see the content on the front end of the website the way you expect to. And so you want to go in and flush permalinks, but they have all those resources right on Lifter that tell you how to do all that stuff. So, but those are the two main things. People that skip the process, or people that have the wrong permalink structure on their website will see some things they're not expecting. Other than that, smooth sailing.
Yeah, you need hosting, you need to install a page builder. Like I say, I would go with Cadence WP, select a starter template. At WP Tonic, we offer a library of design starter templates built on Cadence technology. But Cadence itself, if you pay the pro version, comes with more templates, and they do have some that are designed for membership. And then you set that up, and then you install Lifter LMS, and you click the wizard, and I wouldn't say 50% of the way, but getting close. It just depends what you want to get up to out on the races. I think it's time for us to go for our middle break. In the second half, we're going to be looking at the membership plugins, and then we're going to wrap everything up with some final thoughts. Hopefully you found this useful. We haven't confused you too much. If you've got any questions, you can always go to the WP Tonic YouTube channel and find the video version and leave any questions there. And we've got another resource that I'll be talking about in the second half as well. Like I say, we're going for a break, folks. We'll be back in a few moments.
Tired of hosting providers that can't handle high traffic loads? Convessio is here to help. Our platform can handle any amount of traffic, all without slowdown or crashing. With immediate Slack support, performance optimization, and a team that thrives on resolving technical challenges, your e-commerce business is in safe hands. Learn more about Convessio at convessio.com.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. We've had a feast about what's the best solution for you. We've come to the conclusion it's Lifter LMS, but that's only if you're really looking to build a multi-course website and really go for this, which I think you should do. I think it's a fabulous, still a growing market, and it's a market that's totally legitimate. You can build a business and still be in your day gig and you still have enough bandwidth to do this as well. There's not many legit things in 2025 that you could do as a side hustle that's legit, and this is one of the few ones around. So before we go into the second half, I just want to mention that we've got a great free resource. If you've got any questions based on all the topics that we cover in the podcast, and that's the Membership Machine Show Facebook group. It's a totally free resource where me, Kirk, got any questions, you can leave them there and we will attempt to answer them based on everything we covered in the podcast. Just go to Facebook, put in the Membership Machine Show and join, and we'd love you to find you there. So let's look at the membership plugins. Let's start with the Big Gorilla. I think it really has grown. It is a great solution, but unfortunately I cannot recommend it. And I think it grew because it was the most popular solution for LearnDash. And I think it really grew because it was the clear leader. There were other ones that we're going to be talking about, but I think it was seen, if you join like the LearnDash Facebook group, I don't know they've got their own plugin now as well, which we're going to be talking about. So that's probably changed. But for many years, if you joined the LearnDash Facebook group, and you said, well, we need a membership plugin, which you did, they would say MemberPress. But I can't recommend it. What's your position on this, Kurt?
I've talked to a few people that have worked with MemberPress in the past, fully featured, fully functional, great platform. All those things are true. But like you said, for me, that walled garden approach that, miss your renewal and you're shut out of your project, that for me, I just can't, I can't live with that.
That's a bridge too far. End of story. It's gone.
Most plugins that we work with, the plugin still functions and you have access to your data and all of those things. However, you just don't get, you don't get the updates. You don't get the automatic updates. And then, of course, that's for you to deal with. But even the people that I know that worked with MemberPress, I had a great respect for them and great folks and really smart people. But I've only had one or two clients really on MemberPress, and each of those clients has faded out of that circle, and I haven't used it since.
The other thing, and people will disagree with me a little bit, is that it's rule-based. It's not tag-based. Mm. And for those that haven't got a lot of experience, rule-based membership plugins are going to be simpler to set up. But in the long term, in the medium and long term, they cause problems. It's better to utilize a tag-based membership plugin. But I'm... a few people are going to disagree with me with that statement, and it's not black and white. It's just my honest opinion. And with Membership Press, they had a very individual rule-based system, but I'm going to put it that way. But it was effective, and it's a mature plugin. The other thing is, I'm going to give you the regular pricing here. They do, it's another element of the company behind MemberPress, Awesome Automotive. Unfortunately, they give an initial, they did something which has become the norm in the plugin industry now, to offer a discounted first year price and then a much higher price when it comes to renewal. And because of what this company has done, it's become the norm in the industry. And I just don't agree with it myself. But almost a lot of plugins now use this marketing methodology. And like their basic starts at $359. The next one up plus is $599. And the pro is $799. And like I say, with Lifter, you could start with their free, with their Stripe add-on for $149. They do have packages, like they have Earth, Universal, and the final one is Infinity. But this is, you get almost 20 add-ons in the Infinity package. I think these prices are pretty steep for what you get. Myself, would you agree with that?
This is where our origin in this side of the world is different. I come from a corporate training background.
You think it's nothing?
And I think in the grand scheme of thing, it's nothing. You know, I come from a background where people had custom SCORM websites that were very narrow in their function and design, and quite honestly, were horrible websites. But they all cost six figures plus to have made, there's so many that are $80,000 a year just for maintenance and hosting, and doesn't even count like content management or anything like that. And so for me, this pricing seems like a bargain, and the idea that you have the potential to grow a six figure business out of something like this, it really does make all of these prices almost a non compete for me. But when a company has a freemium example where I can try the core product for free and then just add the add-ons that I need, that's really attractive for me.
Yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from. Like I say, there's no right. It's not black and white.
No.
A lot of these things are, you know, where you come from, your history, your experience. Let's talk about SureMember. SureMember, if you don't want to use... If this take out, if you're using Lifter and you just don't like the shopping experience that the Lifter system provides, but you don't want to use WooCommerce either, SureMember and then using it with SureCart. SureCart is from the same people as SureMember, but SureCart is a SaaS-based system, but it's not ridiculously priced. And if you're going to use SureMember, especially if you're looking at using LearnDash, if you're going to use LearnDash, I would go with SureMember and look at the free product with SureCart. And the next one up will only cost you $99 a year. And like I say, the SureMember is $99. It doesn't come with all the swings and roundabouts of MemberPress and one or two of the other ones we're going to be talking about. But if you need all those swings and roundabouts, I'll just use Lifter. But I'm specifically looking at LearnDash. I personally would look at SureMember. How would you respond to what I've just said?
If I'm using Lifter LMS,
Sure Member, Sure Cart really isn't even on the table for me because it's the native tools in Lifter that are going to work.
And then if you didn't need it, you'd probably go to WooCommerce, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I'll use Sure Cart to get around the WooCommerce subscription sometimes because that $300 a year seems dubious at best. But to your point, if I'm on LearnDash, I need some way to manage members, and I need ways to do things. And so, especially the content restriction idea, right, that we had talked about at the beginning. So I've got a few clients on LearnDash. We'll put in Sure Member. That controls the membership, but not just members in like, hey, you can sign up or I'm selling a membership. But one of the key things with Sure Member is you get those content restriction tools that enable you to make certain pages or certain blocks available for certain levels of membership. And that's when you get into a real membership website, that's where some of the power of it really comes in. You're managing who sees what pieces of content, and that's what really makes the site dynamic.
Yeah. That's if you really don't want to use a learning management system and you've got a more complicated membership setup, I can't speak. I think he agrees with me, but I shouldn't speak for Kurt. We can't recommend MemberPress, but if you've got a membership scenario that is more complicated, the next one up is probably the one I would look at, and that's Paid Membership Pro. It's the one that I use because at WP Tonic, we have some courses and we use Lifter LMS, but when I first started it, I didn't have any courses. So I use actually Paid Membership Pro and I've been very, very happy with it. It's been around a number of years. It's not the cheapest solution out there, but the support you get and the people behind it are rock solid. And you know a bit about those people because they're joint owners of Lifter LMS, aren't they? But it's a powerful tool, put it that way, is it not?
To me, and again, this is going to make...
Somebody wants you.
Yeah, somebody wants me. Hopefully they leave it at the door. For me, Paid Memberships Pro has a free version, which is important to note, right? So it's that part of that freemium model. But they have an unbelievable library that does all kinds of things. And so whatever you need to do. So here's the difference. If I have a simple content restriction kind of idea, I'm probably going to lean towards Sure Member. But if I have kind of an integrated, multifaceted, like needs requirement, I'm going to go with Paid Membership Pro.
Yeah, you need to, if it's just a reasonably simple membership setup and multiple courses with subscription, I would go with Sure Member. But if it's something a bit more complicated, I definitely look at Paid Membership Pro, definitely. And their prices, they've got a free version. The standard is $347 and the plus is $597, but it's very well coded. The support is rock solid. And the people behind it are very sincere people. On to another one, which is Easy Digital Downloads. Now, this was Pippin's old one, wasn't it? Pippin Williamson?
Yeah, Pippin was the one who got this one started.
And it's the darling, for people in the WordPress space that are selling Premier WordPress plugins. And it had a lot of features. If you didn't want to deal with WooCommerce, it did European VAT, this, that, the other. The problem is he sold it. He sold it to the people that have got MemberPress. Yeah, MemberPress. And for that reason, I cannot recommend it. I wish I could, but I can't. But I think in the membership e-learning selling, it hasn't got that following as MemberPress used to have. I think it was aimed at in the developer market, and it was really aimed at more kind of e-commerce where people didn't want to use WooCommerce. Do you agree with what I'm saying there, Kurt?
My use of Easy Digital Downloads is very simple, and I'm going to say restrictive. I just use it to sell, you know, a white paper, an ebook, a something, and it's a very simple process. I don't use any of the listing of features on the pricing page. And, you know, when you get into post status and you get into talking to other people that actually develop plugins, they use it to sell plugins and manage recurring sales and subscriptions and all those things. But I've never, ever, ever used it that way because of its complexity and where it comes from, when I could use something like ShareCart or WooCommerce to pull off the same thing.
Yeah, in this selling digital products world where you don't want to use WooCommerce,
yeah,
it's got its strong following, and it's a good solution. My problem is the company that owns it now. That's my problem. MemberDash. Now, MemberDash is developed by the parent company that owns LearnDash. And they had a problem because if you were selling subscription and you wanted to restrict content, the LearnDash system could do it, but it was extremely clumsy. So you ended up having to use a third-party plugin. And the problem with LearnDash, it's got a very elaborate corporate setup. It's managed by an entity called Stellar WP, which has a number of WordPress plugins. One of them we're going to be discussing after this one, which is quite unusual, that they've actually got two solutions that they now own in the membership area. I don't know the reason why they've ended up, but they developed this, and I think they were going to bundle it, and they did start to bundle it with, and it, well, I think they were going to just offer it as a plugin and just bun up the price of LearnDash. But then for some reason, they changed. I'm only surmising this. I've got no inside knowledge. I might be totally wrong, folks. And they never did it. And LearnDash costs $199 and MemberDash costs $199. And it's not as featured rich as something like Paid Membership Pro or Easy Digital Download, but they've got a problem, and that problem is SureMember, because why would you pay $199 where you can just pay $99 for SureMember? That's the problem. What's your thoughts about what I've just outlined?
From a marketing perspective, from the average course creator, you know, from that mindset, getting something that seems like a package or seems like it's the Lego blocks that just fit together. You know, it's like, do I want to use, you know, this tool or this tool in Lifter LMS's premium add-ons, or do I want to go to some third-party thing? Most people will elect to use the Lifter LMS third-party add-ons because it has that illusion of, you know, those Lego blocks. It's meant to go together. So when I think of LearnDash and MemberDash, I think to myself, well, of course, they're meant to go together. They're probably the same people. The integration is going to be smooth. If I need support, they're going to be able to offer support and support both ends of the equation for me. So I see it as a very, very attractive option. But I do struggle with the idea that I almost think it's like, if you paid for LearnDash, there should be some kind of coupon or bundle or offer to put it together, you know, with the member down.
Well, they do. I think the reason why is you got, I wrote an article about this recently on the WP Tonic website, and it's called LearnDash Cloud, which is their fully hosted. And I have to check, but I think if you go with LearnDash Cloud, where they provide the hosting, that means they're the kind of quasar competitor to WP Tonic. I need to point that out to you listeners and viewers. but we're a lot better. We offer a ton more than what they offer. I think you get LearnDash and MemberDash together if you go with the cloud. So they were in a strange position, and that's why I think it was the business side of it that's led to all this.
Yeah,
but it's a great solution. It's well thought out. Like I say, it doesn't offer all the swings and roundabouts as paid membership pro or member press, but it's not supposed to. Like I say, its only real problem is you've got Sure Member, it's got this lovely integration with Surecart, and it's a really good as Member Dash, but all the ones that we've talked about, you're not going to go wrong. None of these are junk. They're all been around, or, you know, but I think when you're talking about LearnDash, they probably get hundreds. I don't know. I feel I could go to thousands. I don't know. They probably get hundreds and hundreds of signups per month. I'm not sure if they're in the thousands per month. Do you think they're in the thousands of signups per month?
I hesitate to say, because you and I are in this, like, we're in this little echo chamber where we think everybody wants a membership website. But then I talk to other agencies where all they do is brochure websites and they don't have any demand for membership or learning. So it's really, I can't even guess.
I doubt if it's in the thousands per month.
Yeah.
Maybe hundreds, maybe.
Maybe. You know what I find, and I'm just going to take us back on something else, and hopefully this doesn't confuse things more than clear things. A lot of times when we start talking about learning sites versus membership sites, something's going to come up like, well, can you process VAT taxes for me? Can you do, sign up short codes or Slack integrations or all these kinds of things? And I think it's really, really important. Part of why we do these shows is to understand what's offered by which. For example, Paid Memberships Pro has all of these add-ons to do all these kinds of like crazy cool things, like things that part of a.
I think you're making a great point there. If you're into that, you're better off looking at easy digital downloads.
Because that'll do that too for some of those items. But then if you do that, then you have to think, well, then if I had wanted courses, what would I do? And there's a special installation that partners with Paid Memberships Pro, so you don't double up on the membership tools. It's just understand. At the very beginning, we said you need to understand what your expectations are and what you want your user experience to be, and that'll help you pick the right tools. And that's where I'm kind of coming full circle.
Yeah, because the reason why I kind of push Sure Member is if you've got a LearnDash website, folks, and you select Learn Sure Member, mm-hmm. if you then go and you want to do upsells or downsells, bumps, a bump offer, like you offer a course or some, when it comes to one-page checkout, it's this one-page checkout environment with the ability to do upsells, downsells, whatever, subscription management, it's going to be so much easier doing this with Sure Member, with Surecart. And Surecart offers a free level, which is pretty feature rich. And the next one up is only $99 a year. And that really does offer almost everything. And I've just found it's just the easiest route to go, basically. Now, the last one, which is a bit funny because it's owned by Stellar WP. Now, Stellar is the people that own LearnDash, and Stellar are owned by a hosting company called Liquid Web. So it's a three-tier structure. But they own Restricted Content Pro, and then they brought out MemberDash, didn't they? I've not used Restricted Content Pros for a long time, but it's been on the market a very, very long time. And it's free. They've got a free level and then they've got a paid level that's $99. I don't know the reasons why. Do you think it's around legacy code I just don't honestly know why they decided to go with MemberDash when they own Restricted Content Pro.
I'm going to be the weird guy on the show and talk like marketing and assumptions. New people to the space, the name is bizarre, right?
Yeah.
Research Content Pro. It's a bizarre name. Yeah. I was searching for something in the repository. If I was new to WordPress and I was in the repository and I was thinking membership, nothing in Restrict Content Pro leads to a membership search, right? And so, but it's been around forever. So people in the space are familiar with it. And we all know people that have been in the agency space are all like, yeah, it's a staple for us. And I refer to it quite often with clients. But I notice when the client's new to the space, when I say, Restrict Content Pro, they assume it's some kind of security plugin or something as opposed to a membership plugin. And so in my heart of hearts, I think to myself, maybe that's why they came out with membership.
I think it's a great insight. I never thought of that. I think it's a fantastic insight. Thanks for that, Kurt. I think you're probably spot on. I think you just sold my... And then... with everything we've spoke about, even Shore Member has ability to work with WooCommerce. They all have some ability to work with WooCommerce. And if you really want, and WooCommerce, people think, or it's called Woo now. I never really understood that change. If you really look, people say, it's resource hungry. Not really. But the problem was, it's not really designed for a one-page checkout, which is probably what you're looking for with a membership website. And really, if you're going to use it, you've got to have to use something like, my brain's just gone blank, cart something. What's that?
Are you thinking cart flows?
Cart flows. You're going to have to use cart flows, which is another add-on, and it works really well with WooCommerce. So you can produce a one-page checkout with upsells, downsells in a one-page checkout environment. Using WooCommerce without that on a membership website is you're probably flogging a dead horse, really. And that's why I keep going back to Shore Member, because using the Shore Cart, you get a modern one-page checkout environment with upsells and downsells functionality.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Adam's got a really good product there with that Shore line, Shore Cart, Shore Member. And it seems very simple, very direct, very intuitive. When we take a LearnDash site and we add Shore Member for a client, that onboarding or the acclimation to the tool seems to be pretty easy. It seems to be like they get it right out of the box. Like tick this box, tick that box, save and done. Whereas some of these other options take a little bit more onboarding or maybe some YouTube research to feel really comfortable and confident with.
All right. Any final thoughts about this? I think we've covered a ton of stuff, haven't we?
You know, it's funny when you put them all on a list like you have for us and we look at what, you know, what we're really going to cover, what really stands out to me. And part of me has always guessed from an entrepreneur standpoint, like what's the value of freemium? Why would you give away your product for free? And then when you look at this list, there's a couple that pop off that use the freemium example and those rise to the top of the bucket for me.
Yeah. What's the best way for people to find out about you and your thoughts to online?
Well, they could sign up for hosting with WP Tonic and you'll have them get on a call with me and they'll get to know me better. But other than that, Manana No Mas is my personal agency. It's connected to everything online, Manana No Mas. And if you want to connect on LinkedIn, just use my name. I'm the only Kurt Von Onen on LinkedIn. I'm easy to find.
That's fantastic. Thanks for listening, folks. Like I say, if you want another great resource, go over to the WP Tonic YouTube channel and subscribe to that. Got over 1,600 videos covering mostly every area of marketing, membership, websites, the technology, reviews of SaaS. We've got a ton of resources on that site. It's rapidly grown, I think. In the next couple of months, I'll be up to 10,000 subscribers. So onward we move. But it's got a tremendous amount of resource and it's totally free, folks. What more could you ask for? We will be back next week with another Membership Machine Show. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.